Welcome to the MMB Lifestyle Podcast, a lifestyle podcast where we learn about, share, and discuss topics around health, fitness, and personal development. My name is Mundia, and I will be your host. Hello there, listeners, and welcome to episode 7 of the MMB Lifestyle Podcast. Today's episode is about what qualities to look for in an accountability buddy. Now, before I start this episode, just recalling back to last week's episode, motivation versus discipline. I have to confess, my friends, that at this point in time, I am totally not motivated to record this episode. I had a pretty good start to my day. However, that quickly, went belly up. And I'm at a point now where I have just calmed myself down and said that, Mundia, you know that today is the day that you record a podcast at this time. So regardless of how you're feeling, can you be disciplined enough to go and record today's episode? Fortunately, I had already kind of looked at the topics that I would dive into. I had prepared my notes and things like that. So I'm going to go ahead and record the episode. It is a fact of life, my friend. Things are not always going to go the way that we hope that they will and the way that we want them to. And here I am today, kind of eating my own words, so to say, taking a bit of a dose of my own medicine and getting on and being disciplined to record this podcast. Now, when you're looking for an accountability buddy, there are a couple of things that you need to consider. So in this episode, we're going to dive into how to go about selecting an accountability buddy, what are the benefits of an accountability buddy, and 5 qualities to look for. For sure, there are more than 5 qualities to look for in an accountability buddy. However, for the intents and purposes of this episode, I chose to narrow it down to 5 that will hopefully help you looking for that buddy. So first of all, what is an accountability buddy? This is basically somebody whom you share a particular goal that you're working towards with, or a particular something, a behavior that you're trying to change, or a certain character trait, and you share it with this person and say, hey, I'm trying to work on getting better at, for example, at my time management. Can you kind of hold me accountable, to certain things when we have a meeting and things like that? Or I'm choosing to work out, 3 days a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Can you check in with me or, at this time, because that's what I said I would do. That is what an accountability buddy is. Somebody that's going to hold you accountable for something that you said that you would do. And it's not only just about having a buddy, you develop a relationship with this person, and hopefully a close relationship in the long term, or as long as serves you both best, because this is somebody that you want to be open with, that you can be able to freely speak with and things like that, and serve you and serve each other actually for as long as is needed. And when you want to select an accountability buddy, you need to know what it is that you're looking for. You need to, for example, list the qualities that you want to find in this person. If you don't know what you're looking for or what you want in a person or a situation, then anybody will do. And when it comes to accountability, my friends, certainly not anybody will do. You need to set yourself up for success by knowing what it is that you want this person to have. And sometimes it might not only be one person, it could be like up to 2 people that you have, and you could get like an accountability group going, because that also helps a lot. Because this is somebody that you have chosen to help you crush and smash your goals. So we got to choose wisely, right? And after that, I just want to share a little bit of story here about, why an accountability buddy and having somebody around that is really going to help propel you forward is important. Because we know, my friends, no matter how grown up we are, and when I say grown up, you know, as opposed to teenagers, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, the people that we hang around with have an influence on our behavior. And so you want to choose somebody that is going to influence your behavior positively, or the behavior that you're trying to develop. Having said that, let's go right into the benefits of having an accountability buddy. It is a fact, my friends, that most people, and I say most, not all, most people perform better under observation. So when you know that there's somebody who's kind of looking out for you in a particular area, you're going to make sure that you either focus better on that area or give it a little more than you typically would, you know, when somebody was not perhaps observing you under that area. And when I say observing, I don't mean that literally they're standing over your shoulder and looking at what you're doing. No, it's just observing in the sense that you have regular check-ins with them and things like that to see how it's going. Another benefit of an accountability buddy is that it helps you with follow-through because of that additional pressure. Pressure is not always a bad thing because you know what? Pressure builds diamonds, of course, in the right amount and at the right times. And this is what we want to have, that sweet spot between we have enough pressure to kind of like really get us going and propel us towards where it is that we want to be. And also not so much pressure that is now detrimental to the thing that we are trying to do. And thirdly, when you have an accountability buddy and you have regular check-ins or milestones with them, it helps to prevent small problems turning into bigger problems. I'll give you a typical example when it comes to, for example, nutrition-wise. So I have every week kind of like an accountability group. There's like three of us in it, and we meet on a weekly basis and talk about, you know, how the week went, what went well in terms of the goals we had set for ourselves, what didn't go well, what do we want to carry forward into next week that worked really well, and what do we want to, you know, focus on to see where we can improve and things like that. And when you have such checkpoints, you know, they can either be weekly or bi-weekly or every 2 weeks, it's likely or more likely that you will nip a problem in the bud. If somebody keeps on having the same issue recurring, you know, when you catch it during those catch-up sessions, you are most likely to help prevent the smaller problem from turning into a bigger one. For example, if you would have like nobody to check up on you or get back to find out how you're doing in a particular area. So those are just among the few benefits of having an accountability, and there's so much more. You get a friend that you can hang out with and hopefully be open and honest with, and you can talk about these goals that you're heading towards and kind of really motivate each other as you go along. And as you progress and you see each other develop, there's nothing more wonderful than seeing somebody thrive in a particular area of their lives that they're working on, and you're like kind of helping them do that. It is such a great, great feeling, you know. For example, I have two daughters, and you know, when one of them is like either trying to do something, the one is really like, she just goes ahead and she jumps in, you know, with both feet. The other one is more like, oh no, mama, I can't do it. I can't do it. And I always have to be like, of course you can do it. I believe in you. Just give it a try. You've never done this before. Just give it your best shot. And she tries it, and maybe perhaps it doesn't work out. And then she tries it again and again. And then finally it works out. And then she's yelling at the top of her voice, Mama, I did it. I did it. She's yelling. And I'm like jumping around with her. Oh my goodness. That feeling it's literally giving me goosebumps right now. That is such an incredible feeling to have, when you know that you're part of this, you know, this celebration that somebody's having. And what is better, my friends, than celebrating any achievement together? Now, having said that, let's take a little bit of a deep dive into the qualities that we want to look for in an accountability buddy. So like I said, I mentioned five that I picked out, and there are many more, you know, that you can look out for. However, I hope these five will help you along the way if you're one of those people that are looking for and need an accountability buddy. Number one, trust. Trust, my friends, is the cornerstone, foundation of any great relationship, be it in business, colleagues, neighbors, family relationships. Trust is such an important quality to have. And what's tricky about this one is that trust also sometimes needs to be built over time. And it also gets built as the relationship develops. And this is why it's so wonderful when you have this foundation, you know, that is based on this trust and mutual respect for this person, and you see it develop over time into this blossoming, you know, wonderful thing that relationships can become. And the thing with trust, why I picked it is because trust is like the foundation, because all other things, you know, and good qualities such as honesty, openness, sincerity, love, and things like that all come from having a great basis of trust. Because I think you cannot be open, sincere, and loving with somebody if you don't trust them. Because when you don't trust somebody or someone or a situation, you're often always holding back, you know. And with that element of trust, there's also an aspect of vulnerability, which makes it so, so special. And so that's why it is the quality number one, you know, that I chose to look for in an accountability buddy. And additionally, you know, along with trust comes things like transparency, right? You're open and honest. You want to feel that you, if you mess up, you want to be able to feel that you can easily open up to your accountability buddy and, you know, and not hide things from them. That's why trust is super important, and it comes in at number one, my friends. Number two, you need to choose somebody who's going to hold you to a higher standard. We know that in life, we do make mess ups. In relationships, we say things and do things that we maybe do in the heat of the moment, and later on, we regret it. And as an example, when you have an accountability buddy and you mess up in whatever area it is that you're telling them you want to improve on, I'll go back to the example of, you know, if you're trying to get fitter or lose a bit of body fat and things like that, or you weight, whatever it is. And if you're constantly going to your accountability buddy each time and like, oh gosh, I messed up today. You know, it's Monday. I did good in the morning, and then by midday, afternoon, I had this that I wasn't supposed to. And then I'll be like, okay, cool. Never mind. Just get back on track and continue from that moment on. Tomorrow is another day. And then you come back to me on Tuesday and say, hey, again, I messed up. And then Wednesday, and then Thursday, and then Friday. And as an accountability buddy, I know that we do mess up. And this is where we're helping you to be more disciplined. We have to hold the person we're being accountable to a higher standard, or who we're helping, and say, hey, listen, I know you're having a tough time. However, but, you know, it's been 1, 2, 3, you know, whatever number of days in a row, and you seem to be slipping up quite regularly. What is the bigger problem here? And then go back and see, maybe, you know, did you set your ambitions too high? Is the environment not conducive to actually be pursuing whatever it is that you want to be pursuing? You know, are you not setting yourself up for success? You need somebody who's going to hold you to a higher standard and tell you that to your face, and not just say each time, oh, it's okay. Oh, it's okay. You'll do better next time. Oh, it's okay. You'll do better next time. There will be some point where that becomes detrimental to the person that you're actually trying to help, because you're, so to say, always letting them off the hook. Number three, availability. How available is your accountability buddy to you? When you need them, for example, I'm not saying that they need to be available to you 24/7, because they, of course, have their own life and responsibilities and things like that. However, this is why it's important to set particular dates and times when you will check in with each other. And when you set those dates and times, then you should be available to each other. And if you can't make it, of course, let them know in advance. You switch it around. You know, we're flexible with each other. It's absolutely fine. What's important is that you do get your check-ins in when you say that you will have the check-ins. If all of a sudden, I don't know, the person is not available, even at the times when you said that you would check in, maybe it's time to, you know, reassess and say, hey, should we adjust, you know, the check-in days and times that we said, because it looks like we've missed at least two or three times so far. And I'm feeling I'm not getting the support. And even you, by the way, as a person who's looking for an accountability buddy from both sides, there's got to be that honest, transparent relationship. When you feel that somebody's not kind of pulling their weight, or you're not getting the support that you need, you know, you don't have to be, it doesn't mean that you're being needy about it. You're just expressing the way you feel, which is very important in any relationship, to express the way you feel in a respectful and polite way to the other party. So that's what I have to say about availability to your accountability buddy. And number four, I want to talk about how are things looking for your accountability buddy in terms of their own goals and ambitions. You are most likely to be more consistent and disciplined when you have an accountability buddy who is also pursuing their own goals on a similar path. Or even they might be one, two, three stages, you know, ahead of you or so, but they also need to be pursuing goals, you know, of their own, and not necessarily in the same area as you. They just need to be somebody who's actually focusing on something and going places or growing in a particular area. Because when you surround yourself with such people who are growing and developing and thriving, my friends, it becomes contagious. And that is something that you want to catch. You want to catch that. So make sure you hang around people that give you that drive or inspire that drive within you, you know, of you just to do better, keep going for the things that make you happy and pursuing your hopes and dreams and ambitions. Because as we do that, and we do that for each other, we're all more fulfilled in our lives and so much more happier, and we give more, and just everybody benefits on the whole. My final point, number five, relates to creating an environment for success. Now, this one also ties in a little bit with, you know, the people that you hang out with. I want to give you an example of so. So it was on April 6th, my daughter's birthday this year, during the lockdown period. And we, lucky enough, the bakery was open, so we could order a cake. We ordered this wonderful strawberry Paw Patrol cake with sky on the front of it. It was this wonderful thing with strawberries all around and cream on the trimmings. It was lovely. And I said to myself, okay, I am going to have a slice of cake. And then, you know, I will put it away, and everybody else, of course, can have as much as they want. But personally, this is where my goals were at. I was like, I'm going to have a slice of cake, and then that's going to be it. So we had this lovely lunchtime celebration. We had our cake, nice party with the girls. And then I put the cake in the kitchen. And this was like around lunchtime. And then in the afternoon, I'm strolling past the kitchen and I see this cake sitting there on the countertop. And I'm like, oh, the cake is still there. You know, like I was expecting it to go anywhere. And I kind of go to the fridge because I was going to grab some water or something. And I leave. 30 minutes later, I come back because I want to get something else from the kitchen, you know. And this is, I'm just wondering, why am I even lurking around the kitchen? And I walk past and I'm like, oh, cake is still there. What do you know? And I grab whatever it is that I wanted to get and I leave. An hour later, I need a cup of tea. I go to the kitchen. I'm like, oh, I need a cup of tea. Oh, look, there's cake. Let's have a cup of tea and a piece of cake. And there I was having my second slice of cake. Now, I was not setting myself up for success, my friends, because the environment that I was taking myself into, okay, the cake was on the countertop. I mean, I was like literally asking for it. There's a saying that goes something along the lines of, if you hang around the barbershop long enough, you are going to get a haircut. What that merely means, my friends, is do not hang around in tempting environments when you know it could be detrimental to your goals or whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. And this is something that we do it, you know, willpower only lasts for so long. You know, you can rely on your willpower. You can, you know, grit your teeth and say, no, no, no. I promise you, you can say no 99 times, but on the 100th time, it's going to be a yes. if you kind of expose yourself to that environment enough times. So that's what I had to say about creating an environment for success. I have to say, my friends, I'm feeling way more cheerful than when I was at the beginning of this episode. And I thank you for still hanging out with me and listening. And I hope you found this information useful. And if you did, please let me know. Drop me an email and kindly rate the podcast. It really, really helps me a lot to show up on the rankings and help to get the health and fitness message out there. I thank you for listening. And until next time, take care of yourselves and of each other. Bye for now. You have been listening to the MMB Lifestyle Podcast. For more, please visit mmblifestyle.com, or you can also follow the MMB Lifestyle Instagram page at mmb.lifestyle.